Hello and welcome back to another episode of Wealth in Christ Show, a show where we empower Christians to become financially free without compromising your faith. I'm your host, Dami, and today we'll be discussing an important topic of student loans. You know, student loan debt is something that is affecting many Americans across the nation, and is a big issue here in America. Is one of the things that Joe Biden campaigned to provide solution for and help, you know, ease the burden. You know, as we've seen in recent months and recent weeks, he has, you know, forgiven, you know, some people student loan debt, but yet there's still many people that is dealing with student loan debt. Also to add, you know, student loan debt payments were put on freeze, you know, on hold, you know, due to the economy, you know, COVID, all these different things happening, and people losing their job, and now they have the student loan payments have now started again, you know, and many people for a very long time have not been planning, has not been thinking about student loans. So this is why I'm having this conversation, you know, just to let you know before we go any further, you know, if you do have student loan debt, you know, I used to have student loan debt, and I tell you, paying it off was one of the greatest things I did. You know, the great feeling of not owing anyone money. And, you know, one thing to say is that, you know, you shouldn't allow your student loan debt, you know, define who you are. You shouldn't allow your student loan debt, you know, limit what you can do. You shouldn't allow your student loan debt be a stumbling block, you know, that doesn't allow you to continue to pursue God's purpose in your life. You know, to fulfill God's purpose in your life, you know, this is a challenge that you just have to overcome. You know, it's not the end of the world. And, you know, through this conversation, I hope to provide some solutions and some resources that you can take advantage of. And to start this conversation, you know, Americans owe a staggering $1.7 trillion in student loan, making it a significant financial burden. This debt is more than any other type of household debt except the mortgage. You know, to put this in perspective, consider 43.6 million Americans have student loan debt with an average debt of approximately $37,718. And that's just only in federal loans. But, or $40,499 when considered all loans. Shockingly, 55% of college graduates are burdened with student loans debt, and a significant portion, 7.6% of student loan is private. And before we go further, you know, I want to talk, go through a Bible scripture, and that is Proverbs 22:7. And in Proverbs 22:7, it reminds us that the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender. It basically elaborates and points a manager finances properly and responsibly. You know, including debt, you know, student loan debt, you know, as many people may say, you know, having debt is a great way to build wealth, you know, it's a great tool to build wealth, you know, but it also can hinder you from building wealth if you're not, you know, servicing the debt, if you don't have a way to take care of the debt. And that's what many people are doing. A lot of people are now realizing, oh, snap, you know, it's October and now, you know, I have to start paying back my student loan debt. But they didn't have no plan. So I'm hoping through this conversation, like I mentioned earlier, to, you know, help you create a plan, you know, help you take some action in regards to dealing with your student loan debt. But the first thing you need to do in regards to handling and tackling your student loan debt is having a budget. You know, having a budget and knowing the numbers, you know, how much do you owe? You know, what is the interest rate? You know, what is the interest rate? You know, those are questions you need to answer, you know, before you even do anything. Two, you also need to know how much are you making? You know, how much are you currently making? How much can you afford to pay, you know, to save and have put towards paying off your student loan debt? You know, do you need to look for options of increasing your income? Whether it's getting a side hustle, whether it's doing DoorDash, whether it's doing Uber Eats, whether it's that, you know, selling an ebook. There's so many different options of side hustle. Whether it's also asking your employer for overtime, you know, working longer hours, you know, in order to make more money to pay off student loan, your student loan debt. You know, just like I mentioned earlier, you know, having debt is a hindrance to you becoming wealthy, is a hindrance to you becoming financially free, is a hindrance for you having that freedom that you desire for you and your family. So once you have your budget, once you understand the numbers that, you know, your calculated numbers, you know what you're working with, what you have to pay, you know, now the next thing is to look at the different options you have in order to pay off this debt. And one of the options that you have in regards to paying off the debt is income-driven repayment plans. And basically, you know, the federal student loans offer income-driven repayment plans that can significantly ease the burden for borrowers. These plans adjust your monthly payment based on your income and family size, making them more manageable. Exploring these options with your loan servicer is a wise step. So it's important to get in contact with your loan servicer and see if they offer, you know, income-driven repayment plans. You know, the next thing you can look at is loan forgiveness plans. You know, loan forgiveness plans is basically, you know, for example, if you are working in the public service, you know, you're a public service worker, you know, you may be eligible for the public service loan forgiveness after making 120 qualifying payments. Additionally, certain professions such as teaching, healthcare, you know, in certain programs in certain cities and certain states, you know, they offer loan forgiveness program in exchange for service. Working in the underrepresented community, wherever in the country, you know, as a result of your service, they forgive your loan. You have to, like, pay off the student loan debt on your own. You know, one thing you can consider is refinancing and consolidating your debt. So, in other words, you know, you refinance your student loans to a lower rate, and you combine them together, you know, for lower interest rate and monthly payments. You know, like I said, you know, interest rates are very high right now. So that may not necessarily be the most favorable option for you right now to refinance your student loans, unless your student loans are interest rate is higher than what your current interest rate is. In addition, you know, to that, you know, in addition to refinancing and consolidating, it's also important to, you know, continue to watch the news, continue to make sure, stay on top of it, you know, call your lender, see if there's other options, other programs that you may qualify for, you know, grants, you know, that you may qualify for to help pay off your student loan debt. There's so many different opportunities that you can take advantage when it comes to student loan debt. And, you know, real quickly, you know, before I wrap up, you know, I want to talk to those students, you know, students, high school seniors who are going to be looking towards going to college. And college is expensive. You know, college is an investment. You should see it as an investment into your future. But, you know, one thing I always want to say is that there's nothing wrong in going to a public college and nothing wrong going to a community college. You know, you save more money there. You know, too many people go to big name schools, you know, because of the name, because of, you know, so they can say, they can have it on their resume, and they are in debt. As we mentioned earlier, you know, 55% of college graduates have student loan debt. And, you know, if you want to avoid, you know, avoid having to take out student loan debt or avoiding having to deal with this after your 4 years, after your 2 years, and look for options, you know, look for ways that you can either go to a public university, a public college, or a community college, you know, where you can, you know, start there, and maybe you can even transfer there. You know, you guys should check out the interview that I did with. Hey, family, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. And if you are and you have yet to subscribe to us here on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. And also, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts and you have yet to leave us a 5-star review, please do so. Now back to the episode. You guys should check out the interview I did with Kyra Walker, who talks about how she basically graduated college debt-free and the different programs, the different opportunities that she took advantage of, you know, to graduate college debt-free. You know, another thing you guys can do if you're a high school student, going, looking forward to going to college. You know, apply for a scholarship, apply for grants. You know, look for programs you can get into, such as, you know, look for programs that align with your major, you know, where they may offer a scholarship, may offer grants. You know, you may need to write an essay or two, but it does go a long way. It does go a long way in terms of the amount of money that you have to pay to get that degree. You know, it does go a lot of, it does go a long way. So it's important to not go into debt. You know, I don't see the point of going into debt, especially for college, just because you want to get a degree at a school because the name is bigger. You know, yes, there has some, I mean, the average person may think, you know, because you're going to a school compared to a B school, that you make it will be easier for you to get a job once you graduate. But a lot of times people realize that, you know, the job that they're waiting for to get at the end of the 4 years, you know, is not, oftentimes is not there, or is not, you know, they don't value it, you know, the pay wouldn't make sense. You know, it wouldn't make sense for them to get that kind of job where they can pay off this debt. So it's important to look, you know, there's nothing wrong going to a public college, going to a community college, getting your degree, and having no debt, you know, and just going right into the work field. You know, there's nothing wrong going that route. You know, it will save you a lot of headache. It will save you a lot of pain. It will save you a lot of sleepless nights if you don't have student loan debt. And, you know, I definitely encourage you guys to check out this episode with Kara Walker again. And she basically breaks it down, like, all the different things you can look into. And even you are in college and you do have student loan debt, you know, you can still apply for a scholarship. You can still look for ways, you know, do internships, you know, start thinking about ways you can start paying off these student loan debt. Don't wait till you graduate to start considering or start planning on how to pay off this student loan debt. You know, while you're in college, you should have a plan. You should have a strategy of how you're going to pay off these student loan debt. Because, you know, I mentioned before, like, you know, I read an article, student loan debt, because of student loan debt, a lot of people are not able to afford buy a house. They're not, not able to, you know, buy cars. They're not able to do the necessary things that we as human naturally do once, you know, as we're going through life. And if you want to buy a house, you want to be able to buy a car, you know, without the stress or, you know, having to be living paycheck to paycheck, you know, take advantage of these opportunities. Go to your counselors, go to your advisors and see if there's any opportunity that you may not be taking advantage of, and ask how you can take advantage of these opportunities. And like always, I hope this bless you guys. I hope this, you guys find this episode very useful. Look forward to seeing you guys next week. Stay blessed and see you guys next week.